This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The example is the example of a land in which a person has seeds and they want to plant these seeds into the land. So when you take these seeds and you plant them into the land, and you know that this land happens to be a very ripe land, you know it's a very friendly land, you know the soil is just right, you know you will be able to irrigate just right, you know you have all of the tools you need, you know eventually there's a good likelihood that you will harvest. There is a possibility that you may not as well, something may go wrong, a natural disaster, a landslide, something may go wrong, obviously, right? All of the natural causes of things going wrong are there. So there's a possibility that the land just, that your plantation just doesn't work out. But you've taken all the means, you've planted the seeds, you've ensured the soil is right, you've ensured that the water is just given right, you've ensured that there's a farmer there to look after the crop in case there happens to be any problems that need to be looked after, right? In case there needs to be, and nowadays that's what they do and we don't encourage it, but pesticides need to be sprayed as well, all of that is there. So, you've taken all of the means that are necessary in order for you to ensure that these plants grow. Now, you can actually hope that 6 months later or 1 year later, depending on the plant that you're trying to grow, you're actually going to have a good plant that you can harvest, right? You're actually going to have a good crop that you can harvest. However, if you didn't take all those means, you notice that there's all these different insects that are going to eat this plant, you use no pesticides or no other means to cure this, and you use not enough water for you to be able to irrigate this land, and you didn't make sure that the soil is right, and you didn't make sure that the seeds are actually right as well, then obviously you're going to not have hope, you're going to have a umniya, you're going to have a false hope, right? So they said that the same is the example of your faith as well. For Allah has made your heart like a land, okay? And in this land, Allah has already given you some seeds already. And that is the seed that you wake up with. And that's the seed of al-Iman, of faith. Because when we wake up into the world, when we come out of the bellies of our mothers, we are already granted the seed of faith. And that seed of faith needs to be irrigated. Allah's Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra." Every single child is born upon al-fitrah. Every single child is born upon the innate nature. And then Allah's Messenger said, then his parents, they end up leading him to Judaism, or they lead him to Christianity, or they lead him to some other faiths and so forth, right? So essentially, the seed of faith has already been planted within you, right? And Allah talked about this in the Quran as well, right? فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Right? Allah وَنَفْسِي وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And the soul, and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected and shaped and formed the soul, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And Allah is the one who did ilham. Through intuition, He led the soul to know what is good and what is evil. And the Messenger told us of this in another hadith as well, that Allah has made a path. In front of the path, there's a collar. And on top of the path, there's a collar as well. And on the two sides of the path, there happens to be walls. These walls have doors, and the doors have shades. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the path is the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. The walls are the boundaries of Allah Azza wa Jal. The doors happen to be those doors that if you go into it, then you are going into the outside of the boundaries of Allah, i.e. you're going to be committing sins. On top of the path, there is a caller calling you and telling you, don't go in those doors, because those are not doors that are going to go to the right path. Go and continue on the path, because that is the path of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said that caller is the wa'idullah fi qalbi kulli mu'min. That caller on the top of the path happens to be the wa'idh of Allah. He happens to be the caller of Allah. He happens to be the admonisher of Allah. He happens to be the person who does wa'adh on behalf of Allah. in the heart of every single believer, right? You're about to commit a sin, already your heart is telling you, don't do it. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Istafti qalbak," go and ask your heart. Now if you deafen yourself to a degree that your heart can't even be heard anymore, then you don't ask your heart, you ask other people. But if you still have that wa'idh of Allah within your heart, then you go and ask your heart. You go and ask your heart. So there's a wa'idh, Allah has already given us the seed of faith. Sometimes when a person is about to commit a sin, you're looking at something that is impermissible. Perhaps you're drinking something that is not allowed. Perhaps you're in a situation you're not supposed to be in. You're with a girl or you're with a guy that you're not supposed to be with, and especially in that sort of scenario, in that sort of way. And perhaps you're conversing with someone that you know that this conversation, if it was heard by other people, it would be understood wrong. And that this particular conversation wouldn't make sense. And there's something within your heart that's telling you this is just not right. Even though you ended up going to some sheikh and you found a fatwa and you justified your situation and your heart keeps telling you this is wrong, right? Don't do it. Allah told you that Allah has taught the heart what is wrong and what is right. And Allah's Messenger told you that there's a wa'idh of Allah, there's a caller of Allah in the heart of every single believer. If you continue to feed it pills to destroy its instincts, then that's it, the wa'idh is gone. The admonisher is gone. There's going to be a point where that admonisher is no longer going to work. You take that seed and you crush it to pieces, no longer is it going to bring any plants out for you, right? So there's a seed, and that's the seed of faith. And then there's a heart, and that heart happens to be, that heart happens to be the field in which you're going to plant the seed. So you place the seed into the field. And then the more deeds you do, the more goodness you do within your life, the more charity you give, the more you smile at people, the more you're kind to people, the more you say good things, the more you say just beautiful things, right? وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Saying good things is sadaqah. The Prophet ﷺ said, الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. You know, sometimes people, it's just so hard for them to give this form of sadaqah. That's how stingy they are, right? Just say something nice to people. Get rid of that frown for a second and just say some kind and polite words. That's a sadaqah. Yes, it's a sadaqah. It's a charity. It's a good deed. So when you start irrigating that heart and you start saying the good words, you start saying the kind things, you start, you know, كَفُّ الْأَذَىٰ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and you start blocking your evil off from people, that's sadaqah as well, right? You do all of these basic deeds, your heart will become irrigated. That land will become irrigated. And then the tree of faith will come, right? And that's why, and that seed is there. So when you irrigate it with water, and when you irrigate it with deeds, it becomes an entire tree. And Allah spoke about this tree in the Qur'an as well. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُولَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. That the example of a pure word is the example of a pure tree that has its roots well established within the ground. And its branches tower within the heavens, right? The branches tower within the heavens. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And what's the result of the branches towering within the heavens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the result is تُؤْتِي أُكُولَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. It grants its fruits at every single moment and every single opportunity by the leave of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when you have your branches towering within the heavens, meaning you've irrigated your plant so strong that it has now taken root into an entire tree, and now it's become a tree that has a strong trunk, it's going to have branches that are towering within the sky, and that is going to give shade to people. That is going to give fruits to people. That is going to give vegetation to people. You're going to be able to harvest whatever you needed to harvest this year. And next year you get another harvest and so forth. And Allah said, تُؤْتِي أُكُولَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ. At every single opportunity it gives its fruits. Because the person who has a big tree of faith, people become touched by that person, right? Every single time they meet them, they feel touched. Every single time they greet them, they feel that they've left a mark on their lives. Every single time that they just speak to them, they speak with wisdom, because Allah opens their tongue up with wisdom. Allah opens their ear up only for good things. Evil things are forgotten. Evil things are forgotten. You know how people end up keeping grudges? If you have a tree of faith, you don't take grudges. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a hadith Qudsi that when I start loving Him, I become the ears with which He hears. And what that means is Allah allows him to hear good things. Other things, there's no space for this. This person doesn't leave space within his heart for those other things, the evil things, right? It just ends up becoming disintegrated within the soil around it, and the person just forgets the evil. He only remembers the good, right? I ask Allah to give us a tree of faith. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.